Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all week from 4pm. I think I'm alongside Andy Townsend. Of course, if you listen to this after 7, you'll either know that I was bang on, or I was just lying. I'm a liar. Or you lie, you won't. Anyway, it's irrelevant. Just tune into the show. Or hopefully you did. Anyway, what a podcast we've got for you today. And of course, we begin with tennis. And Novan Djokovic won Wimbledon for the 7th time after beating Nick Kyrgios at SW19. Just say Wimbledon again, Goldstein. SW19. The postcode. Yeah. The postcode championships. Yeah. Let's get more on that, shall we? From our correspondent, Lisa O'Sullivan, who lives at SW20. She doesn't understand that.
The tension was palpable. Would the tennis deliver on the pre-match hype? Would Kyrgios lose his cool? Could Djokovic rewrite the record books? Well, it was a big yes all round. The tennis was sizzling. Kyrgios in the zone, taking the first set 6-4. Rattled when he missed breakpoints in the second, allowing the defending champion to level at one set all. The Aussie picked up a code violation for swearing. He claimed a drunk was talking to him between points, which is why 700 Drinks Lady has been trending on social media. But it was Djokovic who raised his game to win his 4th Wimbledon title in a row, making it 7 in all. That's just one behind Federer on the grass, but now one ahead over all Grand Slams, as he now has 21 major titles.
I don't take any wins for granted, particularly not in Wimbledon. In contrary, actually, every time feels a bit different, especially in its own way. Of course, having family and close people in my life here to share this victory with them, it was beautiful.
Yeah, he's a bit of a god, I'm not going to lie. I thought I played well. But yeah, first of all, I just wanted to congratulate Novak and your team. Of course, you've won this championship, I don't even know how many times anymore. So.
On now to Alex Crook's boot room with Leanne Sanderson and Adebayo Akinfenwa.
Oh, it's a great strike from Sterling, right from the edge of the D.
My attention was drawn to a tweet from a former Manchester City player, Rodney Marsh, now a radio pundit over in America. He says, poor deal for Man City. He's added the club in as well. Left with a £100 million player who won't be half as productive as Raheem Sterling. He's clearly talking about Jack Grealish. Does he have a point?
I ain't gonna lie. I said City shouldn't have sold him. I actually think Raheem Sterling in the last 5 years has been up there as top five in the Premier League. And I honestly do that. I don't think he gets the recognition, and I don't understand why. I feel that he does miss easy chances, so I think it takes away from the stuff that he actually does produce. His stats speak for itself. I think it's a... I ain't gonna lie, I'll take him back at Liverpool. I would, and that's how much I rate him as a player.
Great signing for Chelsea. I really think it's unbelievable. And you might think I'm saying I don't think Sterling's good because I prefer Jack Grealish, but I think Sterling, some players have to prove time and time again. And maybe I'm contradicting myself a little bit, but I feel like he doesn't really get the credit and the respect he deserves, because it's like he has to keep doing it wherever he goes. And for England last summer, he did it and he did well. And I think this is an unbelievable signing. I think it's exactly what Chelsea need. I think he's consistent. Yes, his end product might not be great, but he's going to bring something to that team that I think that Pulisic doesn't, Timo Werner doesn't. I know the Chelsea fans love Werner, but I just don't think that he's really done it.
On now to the former Newcastle goalkeeper, Shaka Hislop, and big Tony Cascarino discussing the Magpies and why the Geordie faithful have every right to be excited at this summer's transfer window.
Do you know what I've really loved about Newcastle is there's been no vanity signings. They're all signings that have been for a purpose, of a direction. And I think Eddie Howe's done a really low-key sort of, you know, all the names that were thrown out early doors when Newcastle were bought and what would happen to this club and who would be there. It's been a completely different process. It's been really slow and it's been had a direction of how they've improved the team. Let's remember their form from January till the end of the season was exceptional. Mm-hmm. And it kept them up and got them to quite a healthy place in the Premier League in the end. But there's been no vanity signings. And I don't even think Eddie Howe's... He just wants to buy really good players with the DNA that he thinks suits Newcastle.
I'm really excited by the way Newcastle continues to progress. It's exciting. And the fans have responded. The fans aren't looking for big name, flashy signings. They want to see this club taking forward slowly but steadily. And Eddie Howe certainly is doing that. The signings he made in January showed exactly that. And so far, in this summer transfer window, it's again, if you're a Newcastle fan, you have every reason to be excited.
Now, it was another dramatic race in Formula One, where Ferrari's Charles Leclerc won the Australian Grand Prix. Oi, Goldstein, mate. Want to put another shrimp on the barbie, mate? Yeah, love to. excuse me. Austrian. Britain's Sir Lewis Hamilton. Ooh, I've got a sir. Picked up another podium finish, getting third place. Here's F1 correspondent Fern Balsh.
Oh my goodness, a dramatic couple of last laps for Charles Leclerc, suffering with a throttle problem, managing his navigate his way around the track with those issues, but he crosses the line in first. It was a close one though, Verstappen literally in his wing mirror. I was so scared, he told his team, but he did it. He's never won from outside pole position. He had to overtake Max twice. His teammates suffering engine failure as well, but the Ferrari driver back to his winning ways. Max again suffering with some tyre issues as well. He crosses the line in second, which the crowd still celebrates with flares at the Red Bull Ring. And then another 40 seconds on, Lewis Hamilton crosses the line and takes his third consecutive third place. A great day for Mercedes with George finishing just behind him in fourth. Gotta say though, thank goodness Carlos Sainz is safe and well. An unfortunate day for him and his Ferrari. But first place going to his teammate Charles Leclerc, Max Verstappen in second and Lewis Hamilton in third.
Now, England play their second group stage match in the Women's Euros tonight against Norway, live on TalkSport from 7 p.m. Here's Weekend Breakfast host Natalie Sawyer explaining why the competition is so important and how it will inspire young girls to play the game.
I'm jealous that I didn't have this opportunity that hopefully now, as I say, the future generations will have, because it was never something that was looked upon as something you could do. Yeah, you could do it as a weekend hobby, but it wasn't a career to have. And I just think it's wonderful that it can now be a career for women.
Yes.
So brilliant. Attendance figures for women's football was unbelievable. We're talking tens and tens of thousands of people used to turn up to watch women's football. And if you don't believe me, Google it. You will find it, I promise you. But it was banned by the FA because the FA didn't like how it was getting to be a popular sport, women playing football. There are always going to be the people with those backward thoughts. But all I'll say to those people, if you've got a daughter or any relative that's a young girl, this is a chance for them to look at a tournament and think, I want to aspire to be some one of those players out there on that pitch.
UEFA Women's Euro England 2022 live on TalkSport.
It's a step up in opponent for England as well. Live on TalkSport, play Norway at the Amex. Liam will be part of our team there alongside Sam Atterface, Adrian Durham and Faye Carruthers. And Faye has been in and around the England camp this afternoon and she's been speaking to one of the Lionesses.
Millie Bright, a delight to see you as always. You've had a few days to digest that opening win at Old Trafford. How do you look back on it?
Yeah, incredible. What a moment to be involved in, and yeah, great performance by the team, and the fans were even better. So yeah, it was definitely a happy moment. I think everyone's families enjoyed it as well, but yeah, we have to kind of put that to one side very quickly and move on to the next one.
Yeah, I was watching your sister. I think her handbag went flying at one point when she was celebrating. A lot is said about this centre-back partnership. Obviously, the fact that we're seeing you today, we can assume that you're going to be taking to the pitch here at the Amex. Does it make a difference for you who you're partnered alongside, whether it's Leah Williamson or Alex Greenwood? And what benefits do you have from both of those players? Because I assume they're different.
Yeah, both top players. Obviously, both got lots of experience in that position. But yeah, for us, we have an unbelievable depth in our squad. I'm sure Serena has a lot of options, which we can see by just looking at the squad. But yeah, for me, it doesn't matter. We just prepare in the right way, day in, day out. And, you know, ultimately we put the trust in Serena and she picks the team. So yeah, we just have to make sure that we all come together. But yeah, both players are unbelievable in that position, both distribution, front foot defenders. Again, that just comes down to Serena's decision.
Now, a bit of boxing for you. After Derek Chisora's win against Kubrat Pulev at the weekend, former European champion Spencer Pleaser can have some more. Oliver backed his fellow Brit to go and fight America's Deontay Wilder.
I don't want no easy fights. I want the hard fights. I told Eddie the other day, if he can get me the Browns Bomber, I'll be happy. You know, I want to fight everybody in my era.
Once Deontay Wilder next, he said that in the interview. That's a fight that he wants. Deontay Wilder's talking about coming out of retirement. Well, he actually hasn't retired. He hasn't said either he's going to box or he's not, but he's been talking about that. And that's a fight we could possibly see, if I'm honest. I think Derek Chisora and Deontay Wilder. And then Derek, you know, I don't know where he would go after that. You know, win or lose. I'm not sure what his plans would be, but I know that he's 38 years of age now. He probably wants to hit that milestone. He'll probably get to 40. And Pulev played his part in an incredible fight. He was 41 years of age. Derek's 38. And you think, when are you going to stop, boys? You know, there's a combined age of nearly 80 years of age there.
You were always on my mind.
I don't know if you guys watched the fight, but you saw the interview afterwards and he got very emotional because I think he recognises that he can't keep putting himself through it. He is coming towards the end, but he said that this is what he feeds off. He feeds off like that O2 Arena, 20,000 people cheering, oh, Derek Chisora. He loves all that. He loves it. And I think that's what's hard for a boxer to give up. When a boxer retires, he loses his identity. And when he loses his identity and he's got to slip into life as a normal civilian, it's a difficult thing to do because they get up in the morning, they train, they eat, they sleep, they train. And that's pretty much it. Your life revolves around boxing as opposed to boxing revolving around your life. And I think slipping back into normal life is difficult. He's been doing it a long time now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to cricket, and England won the third T20 against India by 17 runs at Trent Bridge. Here's reporter Georgie Heath reviewing the win for Joss Butler's side.
It was very touch and go. It was a phenomenal century in the middle by Yadav there, who scored 117, but 3 wickets for Topley really brought it back in there for England, and India just couldn't get over the line in the end. So England have won by 17 runs, but India win the series 2-1, and the fans are just rolling out here from a sunny Trent Bridge. It's been boundaries galore, and it's been a really good game. But yeah, India 2-1 in the series, or England winning today.
It was a fantastic game of cricket, much more like what we're used to seeing from our side as well. So I was really pleased with the response with the bat especially.
Yeah. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back, of course, on Andy Goldstein Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside someone. Straight after us, a reminder, it's England against Norway in, of course, the Women's Euros. It's live on TalkSport, presented by the wonderful Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.